I don't have 18. I don't have 14.
This is Tom Anthony, the composer.
Here we go. Everybody tuned up? Here we go. One, two, three.
Who can turn the world on with her smile? Who can take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile? Well, it's you, girl, and you should know it. With each glance and every little movement you show it, love is all around, no need to waste it. You can never tell, why don't you take it? You're gonna make it after long. You're gonna make it after long.
Picked up a signal from an 80s walkie-talkie.
Dean, is yours turned off?
It's off.
All but it's warm. Just like a real hand.
Their part in the recording of the theme song for a brand new television series.
You're in the next
shot. Might as well
be,
Dylan.
State-of-the-art animatronics enhanced with bio-organic grafting,
full tendons, nerve bundles from a live Doberman.
Ken's last ever radio extravaganza.
Whoa.
You're listening to Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. Please keep listening to Ken's last of the radio extravaganza, created live right now while you're listening, improvised, and going on until 7 o'clock tonight.
Is it alive, Daddy?
I think it is alive. Ken's last ever radio extravaganza.
State-of-the-art animatronics enhanced with bio-organic.
You can't wait. You have to say something. Send email. Ken at counterfolk.com. Eventually, you might call 472-5667. See what happens that way.
Whoa.
Last ever radio extravaganza.
Chuck! You must have picked up a signal from an 80s walkie-talkie.
You sure it's turned off?
It's off.
Funny, it's warm. Just like a real hand.
He's gone to war. He's made his battle grab and run away to war. This is a fact we can't ignore. In case you haven't heard before, I think they think we're going to war. I think they think we're going to war. I think they think we're going to war.
Today, our fellow citizens, secretaries, businessmen and women, military and federal workers, our way of life, the very worst of human nature, join with all those who want despicable acts of terror in our world. All that is good cannot touch the foundation of America, and no one will keep that light in shine. Thank you. Good night. And God bless America. The United States has aided trained and armored terrorists, including my
people.
Today, our fellow citizens, secretaries, military and federal workers, a way of life. despicable acts of terror. All that is good cannot touch the foundation of America. And no one can keep that light from shining. Thank you. God bless you. The United States has aided, trained, and harbored terrorists, including operatives in Iraq. The United States and other nations have used diplomacy as a ploy, in time, and in age. The American flag stands for corporate scandals, blackmail, terror, mass murder. Our first goal is to show utter contempt for the
positive attitude. The 11th grade EQA was written on a reading level between 5th and 8th grade. The EQA, out of over 400 questions, 30 of them were academic, and 385 of them were attitudes. When the district took the EQA, they got back a list from the state of where they fit with other districts in the goal. They had to write their long-range plan in order to change their curriculum to have their children achieve the minimum positive attitude. Well, how did they do that? What did they change? The state said, we'll help you. And they brought in technical assistance, either in person or in what were called resources for improvement packets that the state made available to the district. Those packets included lists of what were called validated programs. Those are programs from all over the country that had been tested by the federal government and had been proven to change the behaviors and attitudes of children in a specific subgroup. All white male children with two parents who make less than $20,000 a year. All black female children in a single parent family who make more than $50,000 a year. They could divide the children up into what were called targeted subgroups based on your race, on gender, on ability level, on education of the parents, on socioeconomic status. And the programs were tested and then declared validated, meaning that they were proven to work to change the behaviors and attitudes of children in that subgroup. And that's what has been happening in Pennsylvania education since the 1960s.
So what if we don't have a football team? At least we never have to write a theme. No classes, no professors, no tuition.
I bet someone in the park is looking for this
ball.
Oh,
Barney,
hello, kids. I found this ball on the street. Does it belong to any of you?
Yes, it's mine.
Here you go.
Thanks for getting my ball out of the street.
You're welcome, Jackson. Helping people is all a part of being a police officer.
I see police officers directing traffic by my school entrance. Do you ever do that?
Yes, I do. That's how we help cars and people use the street safely.
Once, I got lost in a crowd of people, and a police officer helped me find my mom.
You can always count on a police officer whenever you need help.
Who can turn the world on with a smile? Who can take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile? Well, it's you, girl, and you should know it. With each glance and every little movement you show.
State-of-the-art animatronics enhanced with bio-organic grafting, full tendons, nerve bundles from a live doberman.
My favorite part of the job.
Is it alive, Daddy?
The police are people who
are the next job. State-of-the-art animatronics enhanced with bio-organic
like
grafting,
help people,
full tendons,
the
nerve bundles from a live
doberman. Helping other people is what this world's about. And police are surely people we can get out.
Absolutely right.
Oh, a teacher is a person who gives help each and every day. If you like to help people, then being a teacher is A-OK.
State-of-the-art animatronics enhanced with bio-organic grafting,
well, we had about 300 names,
nerve
we
bundles
never
from
a
live Doberman.
Because they were not matches at all, according to us. We didn't even bother going down that road. Whoa. The names were vastly different.
We're finding out, going county to county, finding out that at least 15% of the people removed from the voter rolls
picked up a signal from an 80s
were innocent of any crime. That's 8,000 voters. Half of them are black. 93% of all black voters in Florida voted Al Gore. Well, you do the arithmetic. And there's the president.
Animatronics enhanced with bio-organic grafting, full tendons, nerve bundle from a live...
Catherine Harris, who's in charge of the entire voter purge project.
Hey, Max!
She's also the co-chair of the George W. Bush for President campaign in Florida.
So,
Clayton Roberts, the director of...
What do you do?
picked up a signal from an 80s
I work with computers, math.
Math? What kind of math?
Number theory. Research, well, mostly.
No way, I work with numbers myself. I mean, not traditional. I work with the Torah. Amazing! You know, Hebrew's all math. It's all numbers. You know that? Hey, look. The ancient Jews used Hebrew as their numerical system, eh? Each letter's a number. Like the Hebrew A, Aleph, it's one. B, Bet, it's two. You understand? But look at this. The numbers are interrelated. Like, take the Hebrew word for father. Av, Aleph, Bet. One, two, three. All right, Hebrew word for mother, aim, Aleph, Mem, 1, 40, 41, sum of 3 and 41, 44, all right, now, Hebrew word for child, right, mother, father, child, yellow, it's 10, 30, 44, 44 is just a long string of numbers. Say that it's a code sent to us from God. That's just good stuff. Check this out, okay? The word for the Garden of Eden, the Dam.
When you vote for president, and if you let me share some knowledge, you'll understand this big
$100 million The state of Florida would not spend $100,000 in voter education, but the state of Florida spent $4 million identifying felons.
Then, county election supervisors found another flaw. Ex-offenders from other states who had their voting rights restored were also purged.
My rights were taken from me. My rights were stripped. Unlike other people, when I came from New York City, I had rights to vote. But when I went to vote one day, in the flyer to vote, I was told that I couldn't vote. I said, what do you mean I couldn't vote? He said, well, because you were felons. I said, I know you're felons. I haven't been to hire felons. Well, felons in this state can't vote.
They mentioned that they wrote a note to Catherine Harris's office saying, well, we're not supposed to purge these people, are we? They got back. From Jeb Bush's office saying, if there's someone from another state who comes into Florida with his civil rights but may have had a record, they have to ask Jeb Bush for permission to vote.
Pull down all my levers for the person of your choice. You're also choosing state electors. You will have the final voice of your choice. You're also choosing state electors. You will have the final voice. They're calling the Electoral College state electors. You will have the final voice. They're talking the Electoral College electors. You will have the final voice. They're talking the Electoral College electors. You will have the final voice. They're talking Electoral College electors, you will have the final voice. They're talking Electoral College electors, you will have the final voice. They're talking Electoral College electors, you will have the final voice. They're talking Electoral College electors, you will have the final voice. They're talking Electoral College electors, you will have the final voice. They're talking Electoral College, and they'll need to stipulate the voters have selected to be the winner in each state.
That position has been rejected by the state Supreme Court, by a federal court. It was clearly illegal for them to insist that people have to go through the counting process if they came from another state in which their rights were automatically restored.
Over 2,800 ex-felons who had moved to Florida and whose voting rights had been restored were illegally purged from the voter rolls.
Our curriculum has been moving away from academics and into minimum positive attitudes since the EQA. And the EQA is still driving the curriculum because districts used it for long-range planning up till 1989. Why did they stop? They stopped because a mother down in Washington County named Anita Hogue had a son who took the EQA. He came home and said, Mom, this test was really weird. She said, you must be wrong. I'm going to go down to the school and look. And she went down to the school and she said, I want to see the test. And they said, no. And she said, see, I'm the mommy. I'm allowed to see the test. And they said, no, you're not. It's a secure test. Nobody's allowed to see it. Big fine. You can see it. Mrs. Hogue is the type of person that when you say no, she flunked locus of control. You know, made her want to do it more.
Very important.
The show is about people, things.
A war doctor is a person who gives help each and every day. If you like to help people, then being a doctor
is about people, A-OK. And ideas all coming into contact.
The show is about people, is what this world's about.
All coming into contact. The show is about people, things, and ideas all coming into contact. The show is about people, and things, and ideas all coming into contact. The show is about people, and things, and ideas all coming into contact.
Mine too.
Thank you.
Whoops!
Here you go, Jackson.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope you remember to never run into the street. It's best to ask a grown-up for help.
Okay, I'll remember.
Well, I better be going. I need to patrol the rest of the park. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you later, Officer Phillips.
Federal Hatch Act.
You know I love country music and I practice daily on my out-of-tune cockamamie ukulele. But my daily ukulele playing ain't gonna get me far. I need a guitar, an amp, and some quadraphonics, and several hundred dollars worth of electronics if I'm ever gonna get to be a country western star. Gotta get me some dollars and cents. Dollars and cents.
Wow.
Now I hear you squawking, Miss Becky Sue. Why don't you drop by?
That's like that series you find in nature. You can make more dollars. There's the face of a sunflower.
Chill out, young lady.
See this math everywhere.
Fret, although you can't afford to buy that new equipment yet, you got a couple hundred bucks saved up in your birthday stash.
Why not deposit them dollars in the bank instead? Then at the end of the year, you come out way ahead, because the bank will pay you money in exchange for the use of your cash.
Hey, I'm... Hey, Mac?
1326, restate my assumptions. One, mathematics is the language of nature.
Until we would ask the Department of Education to slow down long enough for the House of Representatives to at least look at the regulations so that everybody could understand them, so there could be some real input. And we won that debate by a vote of 150-47.
Hello, Starcaters, and welcome. We're backstage warming up for today's action, and our two players are getting ready to compete on some of the world's most exciting video arcade games. Right now, players, if you're ready, let's play Starcade.
It's fairly significant. And the Department of Education said, you're doing it anyway. And they are doing it anyway. If you got involved now, what they would say to you is, this is a done deal. Nothing you can do about it, it's a done deal. Well, first of all, that's not true, because the student learning outcomes have not been passed in final form. No one has signed them. No one has even seen the final form yet. And secondly, the legislature has the power to override the bureaucracy if they want to. And that's where you get involved, because at the legislative level, you ignore the bureaucracy and focus on the elected people. That's
99% prison. Vote Democratic. So they knew exactly who they were removing from the voter rolls. There was no guesswork here.
You had a Republican governor whose brother was running as a Republican for president of the United States, deciding how many of these potential Democratic votes were going to be cast.
In January 2001, the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights held hearings in Florida on voting irregularities. The commission heard testimony from George Bruder, project manager.
On the day the joint session of both the House of Representatives and the Senate was to certify the election results, Al Gore, in his dual role as outgoing vice president and president of the Senate, presided over the event that would officially anoint George W. Bush as the new president. If any congressman wanted to raise an objection, the rules insisted that he or she had to have the signed support of just one senator.
Mr. President, and I take great pride in calling you that, I must object because of the overwhelming evidence of official misconduct, deliberate fraud, and an attempt to...
The chair must remind members that under Section 18 of Title 3, United States Code, no debate is allowed in the joint session.
Thank you, Mr. President. To answer your question, Mr. President, the objection is in writing, signed by a number of members of the House of Representatives, but not by a member of the Senate.
Mr. President, it is in writing and signed by several House colleagues on behalf and myself of the 27,000 voters of Duval County, in which 16,000 of them are African Americans that was disenfranchised in this last election.
Is the objection signed by a member of the Senate?
Not signed by a member of the Senate. The Senate is missing. Mr. President, it is in writing and signed by myself on behalf of many of the diverse constituents in our country, especially those of the 9th Congressional District, and all American voters who recognize that the Supreme Court, not the people of the United States, decided this election.
Is the objection signed by a senator?
Unfortunately, Mr. President, it is not signed by one single senator.
Since our government began,
you're
down on my level for the person of your choice. You're also choosing state electors who will have the final voice. They're talking to the Electoral College, and they'll need to stipulate who the voters have selected to be the winner in each state.
In writing and signed by a member of the House and a senator.
The objection is in writing, and I don't care that it is not signed by a member of the Senate.
The chair will advise that the rules do care, and the signature of the senator.
Not a single senator came to the aid of the African Americans in Congress. One after another, they were told to sit down and shut up.
And it's a sad day in America, Mr. President, when we can't find a senator to sign
the gentleman, objections.
The
gentleman will suspend.
Both on objections, Mr. President.
Gentlemen will... The gentleman will suspend.
Campaign working with the brother of the presidential candidate. We thought that the issue of race and voting settled in 1965 after the assassination of Martin Luther King, the Voting Rights Act of 65. Now we're back to the basic issue. Do black people have the right to vote? Except this time it's not George Wallace standing in the doorway of a schoolhouse saying segregation now and forever. Now it's done quietly and with computers.
My grandmother came from Russia, a satchel on her knee. My grandfather had his father's cap he brought from Italy. They'd heard about a country where life might let them win. They paid the fare to America, and there they melted in.
Your state is going to get is based on total population. That's the formula that's set.
Might as well
spot.
Be, Dylan.
State-of-the-art animatronics enhanced with bio-organic grafting.
Little tendons, nerve bundles from a live Doberman.
You're still listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. This is Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. You can hear it every night from Tuesday, 6 till 7 p.m. You can listen to it after you've missed it or before you've missed it on the internet at counterfolk.com/last ever. Information and online audio archives to listen to are available there. You're halfway through Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza, which is created live while you're listening, improvised. If you can figure out what it means, the proper thing to do is to write it down, fold it up, mail it in to 472-5667. Please keep listening until 7 o'clock. Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza.
Best new restaurant, best romantic dinner spot, best happy hour or cheap deal, best barbecue, best taco, best sushi, best pizza, best veggie burger, best new restaurant, best romantic dinner spot, best happy hour or cheap deal, best barbecue, best taco, best sushi, best pizza, best veggie best romantic dinner spot, best happy hour or cheap deal, best barbecue, best taco, best sushi, best pizza, best veggie burger, best new restaurant, best romantic dinner spot, best happy hour or cheap deal, best barbecue, best taco, best sushi, best pizza, best veggie burger, best new restaurant, best romantic dinner spot, best happy hour or cheap deal, best barbecue, best taco, best sushi, best pizza, best veggie burger, best new restaurant, best romantic dinner spot, best happy hour or cheap deal, best barbecue, best taco, best sushi, best pizza, best veggie burger, best new restaurant, best romantic dinner spot, best happy hour or cheap deal, best barbecue, best taco, best sushi, best pizza, best veggie burger, best new restaurant, best romantic dinner spot, best happy hour or cheap deal, best barbecue, best taco, best sushi, best pizza, best barbecue, best romantic dinner spot, best
Best Happy Hour.
These elements, within line with sunlight, create the diverse living systems of our planet.
Best Happy Hour. Best Happy Hour. Best Happy Hour. Best Happy Hour. Best Sushi. Best Pizza. Best
One of those living systems is the rainforest, home to the most amazing concentration of life on our planet. These dense and beautiful forests cover only a tiny portion of the Earth's surface, but they contain more than half of the plant and animal species. Rainforests are also extremely rich and productive living systems, providing us with oxygen, food, medicine, and other elements essential to our lives. In the desert, nature has created a very different but no less beautiful living system. And while this arid landscape may seem like this, it is very much alive. The plants and animals that have learned to survive in these harsh conditions make use of what little water they can find and avoid the scorching rays of the relentless sun.
Where if you call 512-472-5667, you may be placed directly on the air. 472-5667 to contribute sounds or images for the improvement of the listening audience.
Of all the forces that work on the land, humans have had one of the most profound effects. The need to produce food for a growing world led to the enormous use, and sometimes overuse, of the land. In our search for more efficient ways to grow food, we often fail to realize the impact of our methods. Today, we're learning to live with the land, discovering better ways to grow food that will assure both human and environmental well-being.
Taking on another form that can't be recognized by anyone here, other than one. Can't be recognized at all. Best romantic dinner spot. Best happy hour. Recognized. Best barbecue. Best taco. By relatives. Anyone here? Other than one relative. Best taco. Anyone here? Other than one. Best
romantic dinner spot.
Can't be recognized at all.
It is okay if you're listening to 925. If you're listening to the show, but the show is not live, and if by coincidence you're listening to the show at the right time, but the wrong week, perhaps in the central time zone between 6 and 7 p.m., perhaps you verify when you visit a webpage at counterfolk.com/lastever. And at the top, you'll be able to tell whether or not there's a show happening live or not. Yet you may be listening.
The show is not live.
On that same webpage, to a show that's not live. Right now,
the show at the right time,
but it is the wrong week. But if it's the right time and the wrong week, You have still call times of 512-462-5627. When you visit a webpage and participate, .com/last ever to the recordings at the top of the live sound, whether or not there's a show happening live or not. Again, you may be listening 5667 folk.com and participate. When you visit a webpage to the recordings.com/live sounds at the top, you'll be able to tell whether or not there's a show happening live sounds. Again, you may be listening on that same webpage to the show that's not live sounds right now. You may be just speaking to the recording, but if it's the right time, live sound, you can still call speaking 512 to the recording 472-5567. Speaking to the recording of the live sound, speaking live to the recording of the live sound, speaking to the recordings of the live sounds. On that same webcast, speaking show that's to the recordings right now, the live sounds. Speaking right to the recordings of the live sound.
Best happy hour or cheap meal. Best barbecue. Best taco. Best sushi. And participants at the best veggie burger.
Speaking to the recordings.
What do you hear? Why is it? Why is that?
Maybe you're calling in the wrong week. Maybe you're calling in the wrong week.
Dinner spot, best happy hour or cheap deal, best barbecue, best taco, best sushi, best pizza, best veggie burger, best wing restaurant, best romantic dinner spot, best happy hour or cheap deal, best barbecue, best taco, best sushi, best pizza, best veggie burger, best
in this episode,
best romantic dinner spot, best happy hour or cheap deal.
Hi, I'm John Ratzenberger.
Best sushi, best pizza.
Hi, I'm John Ratzenberger.
Best new restaurant. Best romantic dinner spot. Best happy hour or cheap deal. Best barbecue.
Hi, I'm John Ratzenberger.
Best pizza. Best veggie burger. Best new restaurant. Best romantic dinner spot. Best happy hour or cheap deal. Best barbecue. Best taco. Best sushi.
I just realized how important having a voice for less 10 minutes.
Best romantic dinner spot.
Just to say, you want to be able to say that you don't agree or that you don't like what's going on.
Best romantic dinner spot. Best happy hour or cheap deal. Best
taco.
Best
taco. Best taco. Best taco. Best taco. Best taco. Best
taco. Best
taco. Best taco. Best taco. Best
taco. Best taco. Best taco. Best taco. Best taco. Best taco. Best
taco. Best taco. Best taco. Best taco. Best taco. Best taco. Best taco. Best taco. Best taco. Best taco. Best taco. Best taco. Best taco. Best taco. Best taco. Best taco. Best taco. Best taco. Best taco. Best taco. Best I just had to say that's a lie, or that's important, or I'm having a voice split.
I'm not sure how you're saying it.
I'm not sure how you're saying it.
talking about circulation. And we continue to ask, where did he come from? How small? And I just realized how important trying to communicate how I felt. And I just realized how important having a voice was. Just to say, just to be able to say that you don't agree or that you don't like what's going on. Just to be able to say it even to one other person.
Best taco, best sushi, best pizza, best veggie burger, best new restaurant, best romantic dinner spot, best happy hour or cheap deal, best barbecue, best taco, best sushi, best pizza, best veggie burger, best new restaurant, best romantic dinner spot, best happy hour or cheap deal, best barbecue, best taco, best sushi, best pizza, best veggie burger, best new restaurant, best romantic dinner spot, best happy hour or cheap deal, best barbecue, best taco, best sushi,
so what about
best pizza, best veggie burger, best new restaurant, best romantic dinner spot, best happy hour, or cheap deal, best barbecue, best tacos, best sushi, best pizza, best veggie burger, best new restaurant, best romantic dinner spot, best happy hour, or cheap deal, best barbecue, best taco, best sushi, best pizza, best veggie burger, best new restaurant, best romantic dinner spot, best happy hour, or cheap deal, best barbecue, best taco, best sushi, best pizza, best veggie burger, best new restaurant, best romantic dinner spot, best happy hour, or cheap deal, best barbecue, best taco, best sushi, best pizza, best veggie burger, best new restaurant, best romantic dinner spot.
Coincidence is an interesting word.
mathematics, coincidence refers to angles that coincide. And in mathematics, two angles that coincide are said to be two angles that fit together perfectly. We have taken a term that means things that fit together perfectly. I assume that somehow it's all done accident.
Best pizza, best veggie burger, best new restaurant.
You had the experience yourself. You can give him my practical advice. Let him know you are available if he wishes to make a decision and tell his story. But do not insist upon it if he prefers to consult someone else.
I answer that if it ever reaches, it must spring from amongst us.
And you merge into the now by giving up your attachment. And some of you have heard me use the metaphor of the wake. Alan Watts talked about the wake is not what drives the boat. The wake is just a trail that is left behind. That's all it is. And so is the wake of your life. And the wake doesn't make the boat go, and neither does the wake of your life, the reason why your life is going in the direction that it is. The wake is a trail that is left behind, and it's an illusion to believe that it is the cause of your suffering or your struggles or your difficulty.
I make these books and movies and TV shows because I want things to change, and so
that person is doing something wrong. I'm not seeking any money from him. But he's just handing the DVD to you so you can watch my movie. The DVD that you bought. But you're not buying it. And yet you're watching it without paying me any money. You know? See, I think that's okay. I mean, that's always been okay, right? We share things with people. I think information and art and ideas should be shared.
Säg ingenting, fråga ingenting.
Last ever radio extravaganza. This is still Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. You can listen to it live while it's being created every Tuesday night from 6 until 7 p.m. Or you can listen on a computer on the internet via a webpage that has the archives of the past shows that have already happened. They were live, they're not live anymore. You can pretend. You can visit the webpage counterfolk.com/last ever. It's hard to remember that. And you can type in Ken's last ever radio extravaganza into a search engine. And there you would find and you would listen and you would hear. This has been a live performance of Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. To find out what sources were mixed together while it was all happening, you could visit that same webpage or you can send email to ken@counterfolk.com. Or you can ask me questions, since I'm here doing this. This is happening now, and I'm right here. The phone number is 512-472-5667. You can only call that and get me when you're listening to this live. If you're listening to the archive of this, it makes very little sense. But why not call anyway? Speak to somebody. Say hello. For the next 2 weeks on Ken's Last of Radio Extravaganza, you'll be hearing rebroadcasts that were live, but they're not live anymore. But they're very nice indeed. You'll be hearing George and Adolf, and the following week you'll be hearing Bludgeoning the Unconvinced. And then, in 3 weeks, Tuesday, 6 to 7 as usual, you'll hear a new live show as it's happening. That does not happen quite yet. Thanks again for listening. This has been Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Thanks again for listening. This has been Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. Counterfolk.com/last ever. Ken@counterfolk.com.